to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Switt's Morning Devotions. I love the story of a father who decided one night to take his wife and kids to a good restaurant for dinner. And before they ate, their six-year-old son prayed, "Thank you, God, for the food, and I would even thank you more if Mum got us some ice cream." There was a bit of laughter around the table. Everybody smiled except one grumpy lady who was sitting on the table next to them. "What's wrong with this country?" she said. "Kids just don't know how to pray. Fancy asking God for ice cream." Well, the little six-year-old burst into tears, and just then the elderly man walked past, gave him a wink and whispered, "Too bad she never asked for ice cream." "You know," he said, "a little ice cream is good for the soul sometimes." And when his dessert came, the young boy picked up his ice cream, walked to the lady's table, put it in front of her, and smiling, he said, "This is for you. Ice cream is good for the soul sometimes, and my soul is good already." I thought it was a delightful story. The faith of a child is very powerful. Now, the trouble with us adults is this, that as we grow out of childhood, we become self-sufficient. We lose that simplicity and wonder of childhood, and our simple trust in God becomes a bit hazy. Now, of course, life is complex and difficult. We lose that simple trust in God. And children have got these delightful qualities, a tender conscience. They're open about their feelings, creative. They've got imagination, joy, trust, an easy forgiveness. And kids usually think the best about life and people. They want to learn. But here we are as adults. We lose so much. We become disillusioned. We carry grudges and we become jaded and disinterested. We allow those personal worries to come. And if you saw the movie Peter Pan, came out in the early 90s with Robin Williams playing the role of Peter Pan, you'll know that in the remake of this classic, Disney classic, Peter Pan had left Never Never Land and had grown up. He was married with two children, burdened with the cares of the world. In fact, his job was lost. But when Captain Hook stole his kids and took them to Never Never Land in order to get him back for a battle, Peter Pan was totally out of sorts. He'd forgotten what it was like to be a child with a childlike imagination. But the longer he was there, the more he became more childlike, and he remembered what it was like to be a child, even though, of course, he was grown up. Some people think it's wrong to have a childlike faith. I say, yes, but you've got to question and challenge everything. You can't accept everything that life throws at you. Well, let me just say this, that you probably know that kids love to ask lots of questions. They're curious. This constant barrage of questions from a two-year-old can be difficult. A child wants answers. Of course, it's okay to ask questions. It's about being wise. Everybody's beliefs don't stay the same throughout their life, and everybody matures and grows in what they think. And this is a normal thing. It's as God intended. Just as children grow and mature, so does your faith. And this is the way God made us. In Matthew's gospel, we one day see the disciples came to Jesus and asked him who would be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. What did he do? He called a child to stand near him. And Jesus said, "Look, I promise you this, if you don't change and become like a child, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. But," he said, "if you are humble as this child, you are the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." You can read that yourself in Matthew 18. So one of the things that drew people to Jesus was his childlikeness. Now, I didn't say childishness. He was not childish, but he possessed this sense of awe and wonder for the world he lived in. And this awe was contagious. People who saw how Jesus lived began to see how life should be lived. So Jesus taught, if you want to experience God's life in this life, then you need to become just like a child once again. I think God's calling you to a greater lifestyle of childlike faith. He's calling you to place your trust in him for your finances, your relationships, for what's going on today and for tomorrow. And one of the wonderful things about being a follower of Jesus, there's nothing wrong with being childlike. In fact, childlike faith is something that Jesus looks for, nothing to be ashamed of. Heavenly Father, there's some great lessons there. We don't want to be childish, but we want to be childlike. And we just believe this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.